This is the Inside Data Center Podcast. We talk to the people who power the data center sector to give you insider info on everything happening in DC today. Here's your host, Andy Davis.
Welcome to the Inside Data Center Podcast. Today I'm joined by Fraser Anderson and Lewis Cobb, founders of Kick for a Cause. Good afternoon, both.
Afternoon, Andy. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on. Obviously, we're going to go into detail about what Kick for a Cause is. I came across it on LinkedIn, like a lot of people did, when you guys first started announcing it. An exciting concept, I think, for a number of different reasons. And obviously also doing good, which is even better from that perspective. Before we go into it, do you want to just give a quick intro of who you are and what you do in your day job? If we start with you, Lewis.
So I work for Gerata. I'm the head of modular data center projects, effectively building out modular solutions, but it's diesel generators, LV switch rooms, white space, all based out of the UK as well, which is exciting, and made in Britain concept as well.
Fraser?
Oh, yeah, I'll jump in there. Fraser Anderson, Solutions Manager for CBRE DCS UK. So I provide solutions for our clients in terms of M&E, projects, white space, whether that be fit-outs or ICT smart hands, all of that good stuff, hardware break-fix, you name it. We cover quite a fair bit in the DCs. So, any of that stuff, you can talk to me about it, and I'll talk to you.
That's it. Both fully in the mix of the world of data centers, but that's not what we're here to talk about, which makes a change for me. We can actually talk about something that's not racks or server units or space or problems in the industry. We're going to go for something totally different. So Kick for a Cause, a great cause, and also I personally think a great way to bring some people in this industry together in an environment that's not the normal. So do you want to give us a quick overview of what Kick for a Cause is?
Yeah, sure. I can jump in on that. I'll do a bit of the backstory. It really started off a year ago with a kickabout in a park, in a small kind of park in Camden, with a few 3G pitches, being like myself, NTT, Vantage, Digital Realty, and the Frankton Group. We had a really, really good time. You know, we raised a small amount of money for Macmillan cancer support. And beyond that, I always kind of wanted to make it a little bit bigger, but I didn't really know what I was going to do, how I was going to manage it. And then I remember Lewis and I caught up, I think it was at Mixing IT. And Lewis and I, that Fraser saw your event. I would have loved to have played. You know, how about next time? And I said, I don't know about next time. It was quite stressful to organize. And then Lewis said, well, let's do it together. And we had all these great ideas come about, and then we said, oh, why don't we try and do it at football stadium? If Lewis had his way, that would have been at the Emirates, but maybe next year. But we managed to get a QPR stadium this time round, and we wanted to make it a huge spectacle for the DC world, really. And it's kind of gotten even bigger than we thought. We've gone semi-international with Digital Realty bringing over a team from Ireland, which is fantastic. Anyway, we wanted to do something different, right? There's so many amazing data center events out there, you know, where you can just do networking, or the other events where you have a stall and you're kind of pitching. But we just thought, how about we wrap everything into one big day where you can get operators, suppliers, not pitching or selling, just having a great time together as an industry, and all doing that whilst exercising, having a bit of food and drink, and raising money for charity. So I feel like we just tried to tick all the boxes.
Yeah, and I think you touched on the networking piece there as well. And it's important for me, and I think for people in the industry, to have different ways to network, because it has become quite stale with the standard networking events. Like you say, they're great for what they do, but there's a lot of people out there that would look to network in different ways. And Lewis, when you saw Fraser had done it before, what was it that triggered your attention to get involved?
In short, I'm trying to find ways to play football whilst at work. It's quite simple for me. I'm only messing. I'd had this idea for a number of years. In the back of my mind, I play five-a-side on a regular basis. I know what it does for guys. You don't really talk when you play, but how it breaks down afterwards. is where you kind of connect with people. And seeing what Fraser had done, seeing, yeah, fine, it was a small initial event, but there was a nucleus there. There was something you could play with and you could develop. It was just about how do we bring more and more people involved. And that's what it's about. It's about the people in the industry. And to your point, there's a very sort of set format on how you network. We go to a pub, we all stand around, and we chat, and we kind of exchange business cards. And when me and Fraser started talking, I had this idea in my head of, wouldn't it be great if the conversation started with, that was a great goal you scored. Or, you know, that tackle was a bit mean, go a bit easier next time. Because that does break down walls. And then from that, over time, we kind of create a bit more of a, I suppose, like another flagship in the annual calendar of, here's an event we can look forward to, get excited for. And again, the backdrop of doing it for charity is, yes, it's a bonus and it's a plus point, but it brings a bit of meaning to what we do as well, which is just fantastic.
No, definitely. And the day, I believe, 8th of May, is that correct? So what can people expect from the day, or what have you got planned on the day of the actual event?
Yeah, so the 8th of May, we are booked in at QPR Loftus Road Stadium, which is really in sort of the landscape of London stadiums. It's fairly historic, 18,000 seater. I don't expect we'll have a full capacity, but we can only try. But what we have is a format trying to emulate something like a World Cup or a Euros tournament. And again, the idea being, can we find the best team in the data center market? Who can we kind of whittle that down to? And so we've got effectively 16 teams made up from, there's around sort of 10, 11, 12 operators, including we've got commitment from ARC, Vantage, Digital Realty, as Fraser said, both UK and Ireland. So it's exciting to have a few guys come over from the island. And as of back in the last week, we've got Google signed up. And there's a few others in that mix as well. And then what we have is a round of suppliers and sponsors who are helping us run the event, get it up and running, take care of the control of the costs and things of that nature, including the likes of Gerata, Legrand, EchoSense, and a few others. We're then all kind of culminating into four pots of four teams, group stages, a couple of games each, and then going into a knockout round. So that lovely pitch down at QPR is going to be split into four and is going to whittle down from a 2 p.m. kickoff all the way through to a 5:30 final. And then we all get to have a bit of a breather and move into an evening event of sort of food and drinks and chat and kind of get to know each other in a different way. So fingers crossed it runs as smoothly as it can. But at the moment, it's looking really, really exciting.
And I guess the million-dollar question is, who's your money on? Who's the pre-tournament favourite?
Well, judging by last time we did this, still a bit with a smaller crowd, Vantage actually did take the trophy. So, yeah, they pipped CBRE just at the last minute with Andy Gleeson and the lads. But I had two tops of cool. I mean, Digital Realty got some serious intent there flying over the scene from Ireland. So who knows? It'll be great. It'll be great. Great day. Mm-hmm. Great to find out who takes that trophy. I just really hope it's not a team of suppliers. Sorry, suppliers. But we can't have the first trophy going to a mixed team of, say, Gerata and the Legrand. It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
And do you know what? That's on the operators to prove us how good they are. They're there to beat us. They're there to kind of knock us out in as early a stage as they can. But to be honest with you, I'm going to sound a bit cheesy here. The winner doesn't matter to me. It's I want it to just be an exciting day. I'm kind of looking forward to, is there going to be a semi-final of Digital Realty UK against Ireland? Is there going to be Vantage against Google? They're the kind of battles I'm looking forward to seeing. And from some of the teams, they're putting in some real effort, whether it's they've created their own little logo, their club crest, they're getting their own kits, they've got their teams laid out. That's the exciting part for me.
Yeah, and obviously we'll come back to everyone with the results post-event, let everyone know how they got on. And I know you've got big plans for the concept as a vision. It's not, you know, this is a start really of something that you hope to become, like you say, an annual event in the calendar. To you, what does it look like going forward?
I think, well, I hope we've not limited ourselves too much by calling it Kick for a Cause. It's only whittled us down to games you play at your feet. I don't think we have really. I think we can certainly expand it. Lewis and I like the idea of maybe a winter event. That's something that we do inside, whether it be, I don't know, anything to do with, driving, in terms of driving at an arcade. I know there's some amazing venues out there where you can have, up to 100 drivers in a room driving, kind of some sort of, VR course. If it's darts, if it's something, I don't know. I think I would personally also like to have a bit more of a mixed crowd. I don't. I think we only managed to get, two or three female football players at the event this year. So maybe we do something that's slightly a bit more open as well in the winter, and that'd be really, really positive and really, really good to kind of get a bit more of a diverse crowd at the event. So I think a bit of brainstorming from Lewis and myself. We'll see how well this one goes, and maybe next year we'll do the Emirates or My Dream Old Trafford. We'll see.
But ultimately, I think what's quite nice is for Fraser and I, this is the industry we're in. It's the industry we want to stage. Can we create a bit of a legacy? Something that in 5, 10 years' time, we look back and we can have, a different winner every year, or someone goes through a period of dominance or whatever it may be. So certainly, coming up to this time next year, we want to be talking about what would be, I suppose, the second or the third version of Kick for a Cause, and continue the theme of getting the different involvements from the different parts of the market, whether it's the UK or a little bit further afield, but also the continual sort of raising money for charity. I mean, what we're doing so far for Save the Children has really pricked up their ears. As of day of recording, we're around about £3,300, and we're expecting to get to about a target of eight. So to be able to then offer that to other charities going forwards is another, part to what we're doing, and that will evolve as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the charity is a really big point. And I'm obviously a big believer with the community can kind of do whatever they want if they collaborate together. And I think that's what this is a good example of. Like, you don't need to rely on other organizations to arrange these things. You can achieve a lot together. You just need people like yourselves who are passionate about it and can see the vision. And then you need that buy-in and engagement from suppliers and organizations to take part and support you with developing it into what hopefully it will become, like you say, a great annual or biannual or however many times you do it a year event.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And what do you need from people? I guess that's important to me. That's why we're doing this podcast. I want to give people the platform to actually spread the message. So what do you need from individuals or organizations in order to achieve what you want to achieve?
Well, I think at the moment, we appear to be nearly full on the operate side of teams there, which is fantastic. You're just waiting on a few more of those donations to come in and confirm the spaces. And Lewis has done a fantastic job of getting the supply chain together as well. Of course, they're critical to this event, right? And lots of thank each and every one of them now as well. I know who they are. We announced them on our page. Just go and follow. I'm sure it will be in the link to this podcast. But yeah, without them, we couldn't have done any of this, right? There'd be no stadium. There'd be no trophies, none of this though. So they really have been amazing. And of course, going forward, we hope to give more suppliers the platform to join us and that opportunity. So I think for this event specifically, I feel like we're in a really good place. But there's going to be the next one. There's potentially winter and there's next year. So like, please don't be shy. Reach out to Lewis and myself, give us a shout, and see what we can do together for the next few events. I think that's what's key. Same to operators. If you feel like you missed out this year, it's maybe two short notice, or our industry is ever involved in something which comes up, right? And you can't pull eight people off site or off the campus. Get in touch again because we're looking to do more events. It doesn't just have to be football. So yeah, we want to really keep this going, keep raising money for charity.
Yeah, I can only reiterate what Fraser just said there, but the reality is with this event is it's the sum of all its parts. We can't build it out unless we have the input of those in the industry. So for those who are able to, you can find us on LinkedIn. We have our Kick for a Cause page, which is we're releasing breaking news of all our sponsors, and we have the Just Giving page, which Fraser has all set up. And then just to get in touch, get involved, have a chat with us, and we can always look to the future.
And what about if anyone wants to come down and watch? Is that an option for this event, or would that be something for the future?
I think we are trying to explore that with QPR, but it's proving difficult in terms of managing people and security. So stay tuned. We think we might only be able to open that to the participants, so our sponsors and our teams, if they want to bring some guests. But next time we'd hope to get a bit more an audience, yeah, for sure.
Just know hooligans, please.
Bags. Exactly.
No
When you're
snowman.
not, yeah, no, see it, no, get the badge in. So when you're at Old Trafford and the Emirates, obviously we can launch this to much bigger audiences, but for now it is what it is.
It is exactly. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for your time. I think it's a great idea, great initiative, which is why I wanted to have this conversation. It ticks a lot of boxes for me around, making the sector more open to more people, which is one of the biggest challenges we have, and awareness of the industry, getting more young people involved in networking and events, sport, football, everything. It's a win-win. And obviously the charity is the icing on the cake. So well done for doing it. You touched on it there, Lewis, but where can people find out more about the event and obviously get in touch with you guys if they want to do anything in the future?
Yep. So on LinkedIn, we have our Kick for a Cause UKDC charity trophy, which is where we're kind of logging our breaking news on sponsors, participants, and we will be doing more as we lead up to the tournament as well. So keep an eye on that. And then we have the Just Giving page as well, which Fraser set up and is currently at I think it was a £3,300 total. So people can have a look there. And of course, thank you to all those who've already sponsored. They're all listed. They will deserve their little accolade, and you can go check that out.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get those links embedded into these posts as well. So I'll send those over to you, Andy.
Yeah, we'll put them in the show notes. Take a look. Obviously, if anyone wants to reach out to you guys and can't find you, just come to me and I'll put you in contact. But all the best with the event. We'll definitely do a post-event podcast to let everyone know how it went and who won, who the winners were. No pressure, everyone, but we'll definitely publicise it. And good luck going forward. And so say great initiative and well done for doing it. And I wish you all the best.